walk you through today and interview Roman and Trey separately after this meeting. So, Clay.
Thank you, Claudio. Bonsoir, mesdames et messieurs. So if I could just say along the same lines as what's been said by Norma and Claudio near the end of their presentations. This is a very, very different presentation, environment, atmosphere than it was 2 years ago. So much has been accomplished at the MUHC. And I remember our first meeting 2 years ago, very different. So thank you all for being here. It's time to ask questions. All questions, all comments are welcome. There are none that are not supposed to be asked or raised. And Norman or Claudio or other people from the MUHC team will be happy to answer them. Alors, si vous avez des questions, des commentaires, s'il vous plaît, il y a un micro ici au centre, juste à vous identifier et poser vos questions, faites vos commentaires, s'il vous plaît. Floor is open. Before, just for the record, I was fired as the chair of the Governance and Ethics Committee, Claudio. Jill Hugesson is the chair.
You know what, Jill? You're starting soon. You weren't fired. You stepped down because you took on other special projects for the board.
Sorry.
And so we thank you publicly, and Jill, we look forward to your chairmanship in the near future. Okay, Glenn.
So I don't see a long line of people there, so this is a little disappointing. Oh, here we go. Good, good. Please.
Mr. Rourke, Maureen Kiley, I just wanted to ask for an update on questions which I've asked in this room at similar meetings in the past. The first one has to deal with the temporary measures. What is new about the temporary measures which will be put in place, or I hope are going to be put in place, for handicapped access, because we don't have a Vendome Metro. The last time, we weren't even sure we could have the buses and what's happening with the STM. And the second thing is there any news with regard to the possibility of a 24/7 pharmacy on the Glen site?
So I think Norma, is that for you?
Good question. I think, I don't know whether Ema is in the room and she might be able to help me, but I'd like to first say, from the last meetings, we've done quite a bit of progress in regard to the environment of the metro station. And at least this time we have a commitment and work that has started from the STM as well as the IMT to create a temporary connection with the Glen, which we did not have last time.
That's the underground tunnel.
That's the underground, for the first
entrance.
This is for the first phase, as we can say.
Yes.
The second phase was announced, and the second phase is really to create a nouvelle étude, which is a new exit for the metro station. Now, this is part of the PQE of the government of Quebec.
Yes.
The government and the Ministry of Transport have announced that they were going to be completing this in 3 years, by 3 years from now. Now, I'm very pleased that they've made that announcement.
Yeah.
Now, clearly, I mean, it's going to be a challenge, I think, when we're going to be in the situation of the temporary measures, which are going to last probably around a year and a half. But I'd like to say that we're more advanced than we were last time, where we couldn't even say that there was going to be temporary measures that were going to be satisfactory. I think this time it's going to be satisfactory. For handicap access,
yeah.
I'm very sad to say that until there is a permanent solution, the STM and the IMT have not been able to produce a solution at this present time. So I think, I mean, what they're saying is that this is going to be part of the final outcome of the second phase, but it's not going to be implemented at the first phase.
No,
we're still in discussion with them, and we'll see.
But they have to have some way of getting people with wheelchairs into the hospital.
What they're answering, and Ema, you can help me with what they're answering into the public meetings where we have been,
yeah.
Is that they're saying that the transport adapté is always available to people who want to be able to go to the destination, considering that they requested. But Ema, maybe you want to add up to this.
Thank you, Norma. That's exactly correct. We are working very hard, as you know. our team had a meeting with the Société Québécoise des Affaires Sociales today just to press upon them the urgency of getting that second link moving forward, because that's really going to be the solution. We will have to adapt and have temporary measures until that solution is resolved and addressed. In regards to the retail pharmacy, if I may, we will have a retail pharmacy at the Glen site, on the Glen site, to service our patient population, both adult and pediatric. We are just in the early stages of negotiating a lease with them and finalizing the detail of their hours of operation. So that will come as we finalize the details of the lease. But obviously, if it is something that's valuable for them to stay open 24/7, they will.
You know, the thing is, Ms. Franco, that I think it's valuable for your patients and for the staff. If you are releasing people in the middle of the night, you know, children come into the hospital or whatever, or elderly people coming with caregivers, if you can just have a place where you can get the prescriptions and take them in. And I personally think, I'm not a retail person, I'm a scientist, so business is not my thing. But whichever pharmacy gets it, now we'll have captive clients, because the thing is, these chains are right from here up to Val d'Or. So essentially, if you go to Jean Coutu because they're on the site, because you're bringing your elderly mother in and filling the prescription, or even staff, the same thing. You run down and pick your child's prescription up. How many of us have gone for amoxicillin at 3 o'clock in the morning, okay? I mean, it happens. And then you basically, it seems to me that the head office of these pharmacies should be willing to perhaps put something in to be able to keep a pharmacist on duty at night, simply because once you're a captive client, you're going back to that same pharmacy to fill it wherever you live.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, so that's what you should be, MUHC should be pitching.
Absolutely.
Now, when it comes to the handicapped access, it was my understanding that hopefully, the STM was going to have adapted buses probably running from Lionel Grew, and they were coming up, I think, as my understanding or conception was, to DeCary and Crawley, and there was a question of whether they would come inside the site and whether this is, well, hospital land versus streets, and as far as I'm concerned, it's one government pocket versus another government pocket. Yeah. But there's no talk that they would bring a bus line into the hospital?
At the moment, they are looking at having the appropriate buses for patient population.
The low floor buses.
Correct.
Yeah.
But there is no plan at the moment to have them drive onto the Glen site.
And that's really ridiculous. But what are you going to do? Leave a wheelchair person or somebody with a walker at, say, Crawley and DeCary? I mean,
just let him answer the question.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I think you know, this is the same as other private campuses. There are usually city buses that drive through those properties. So we will have to work, you know, with Transport Adapté. We will have to help some of our patients access Transport Adapté so that they don't come by city bus, especially those that will have problems. So we will work with our patient population to ensure that they can reach us, as well as collaborating with the STM to get them as close to us as possible.
But if I'm going to add, I think, you know, we're all on the same team here.
Yeah,
we're really trying to push for STM to react positively to the request you're making and that we're making, as well as the pharmacy environment for having negotiated the one at the VIC and having one of the first one in the hospital environment at the VIC because nobody else had it, and the pharmacy didn't even want to approach hospitals. It's a challenge when you ask them to do 24/7.
I know.
So we're listening to the message. I guarantee you we're going to try to continue to push for both messages, and I thank you very much for your input.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question.
Hi, Lisa Bornstein, and I'm going to follow up on my last question from last meeting. Can I get an update on what's happening with SNC and their request for additional payments from the provincial government and UHC for their work.
Well, I think there was an article in Journal de Montréal yesterday that gave an update on this. I mean, basically, if you, I mean, principally, what is happening is that the SNC, as the contractor, has put forward their request in regard to a claim that is closed at this present time of $170 million. We have been saying very clearly that we don't understand the claim and that we weren't provided enough information to be able to do the analysis that allows us to understand. And secondly, we have also expressed very much the fact that we have not requested a lot of the things for which they're claiming, and that therefore, unless they can produce to us requests in writing, which is the proper way according to the contract to make modification to the contract and stipulated very clearly in the contract, we do not agree with their claim. So this is going to be following a certain process for the next 6 months, and we will see in 6 months where we are, and we will determine probably in 5 to 6 months from now if there hasn't been any settlement. We will see what kind of decision we'll make in order to ensure that this is not going to drag on for years and years to come.
Normand, is the government involved in the negotiations with you?
Definitely. I mean, the negotiation takes place with the MUHC, and it's the government of Quebec through La Société Québécoise d'Infrastructure and the participation of le directeur exécutif des grands projets de Montréal that has an office, and with the representation of these two other partners in the MUHC, we're sitting down with the SNC-Lavalin to try to resolve the claims. But, and you know, there are always issues that you want to discuss when you finish a construction project such as this one. And there's things that you want to have exchanged because you want to make sure that you're, I mean, we delayed for about a month the reception of the building because we weren't happy. At the end of the day, after a month, they satisfied our request and we were able to say, yes, this is fine. And it was with the government of Quebec, through the two officers I spoke, that we made that decision. And I think now, I mean, so there's, it's normal that there are differences of opinion. And a project of that size, yes, there's going to be a large and a big amount of money involved. But I told you what our vision was, what our story is.
Okay, I just want to remind ourselves that notwithstanding whatever the claims are going to be, we've got to keep in mind that after a decade and a half of planning, almost 2 decades of planning, and some of the original architects of this are in the room. And after 5 years of construction, as Normand said, we received the keys literally just a month after the final delay because we wanted it to be fit. This is an amazing accomplishment. Most projects do not end up being on time and within the scope, which I'm sure will settle at significantly less than what's being asked. We have to remember that. Decades of planning, 5 years of construction, yeah, it was a month late, but in the grand scheme of things, it's still an amazing accomplishment. We got people coming this weekend, 13,000 people, as I said in my opening remark, to visit what would be the future of healthcare in our institution. So Glenn, back to you.
Are there other questions? Y a-t-il d'autres questions ou des commentaires? I see Dr. Steinmetz back there. I'm going to pick on you a little bit. And nothing to do with the previous comments that were made, but you were there right at the beginning of the planning. So what do you think is happening? You're happy with what's happening? You got the Glen site delivered? It's a go?
Well, I haven't really seen it inside, you know. So I can't be 100% sure, but it looks terrific. And I know that some people complain about this and that. And as the chairman just pointed out, this is an enormous project. And it's very easy to poke holes in things. But I think it's an astonishing achievement. And I think everybody can be very proud about what has happened and what the society is going to benefit from. And for those that would like to criticize, I'd just like to point out but none of us are what we could have been. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So this says that the question period ends at 7:30, so I've got 45 minutes to tell jokes or entertain you. Or we can stop now.
Thank you, Glenn, for your wonderful job.